There's a correlation. I think I need something else other than love.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
He said, for you will recognize God's answer as you want God's answer to be, and if you want God's answer in truth, God's answer will be truly yours.
Yeah.
So when you really want it, that's when you will receive it. And until you sincerely want it, then it looks like you haven't received it. So if it looks like to you you haven't received it, you haven't truly wanted it yet. Every appeal you answer in the name of Christ brings the remembrance of your Father closer to your awareness. Every time I see anything that anybody else does as an appeal for help, I'm coming closer to the time that I remember the truth and I remember my Creator and I remember who I am. Every time I see anything you do as a call for love, a call for help, and a call for healing, I'm bringing the remembrance of the truth closer to my mind. And when you remember the truth, you will have the power of the truth immediately. Let's say that you have amnesia and you forgot that you knew how to drive. As soon as you remembered who you were, you could go out and get in the car and drive off. But while you had the amnesia, you couldn't drive. So the minute you recognize the truth of who you really are, then you have all the powers and power that you always had, but you just forgot about it. So you instantly have all your problems instantly solved through the power of your recognition of the truth about yourself. So every time you see me as a call for love, you're bringing the moment closer when you'll come to the awareness of who you really are and get back in touch with your power. And that's where your happiness is located. It's in your power.
Woo!
Yes.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. So it says, for the sake of your need. Here, every call for help is what it is, so God can answer you. You said you have a need, you want your need met. Well, he says, well, then start hearing every call for help as being a call for help so you can finally get God's answer to your problem. Because that's the thing I'm upset about. It looks like the universe hasn't solved my problem. I've been praying and asking. And the book is saying, well, the reason why it looks like you haven't been answered is, if you be really honest, you haven't been seeing what other people do as a call for help. If you would be honest with yourself, you'd admit you're not seeing what other people do as a call for help. And if you'd be honest with yourself, you'd also admit you got problems that it looks like you haven't been able to solve. There is a correlation. I'm not seeing what you do as a call for help, so therefore I'm not recognizing mine. Now, by applying the Holy Spirit's interpretations to the reactions of others more and more consistently, what does that mean? By applying the idea that your reactions are a call for love. All day long I'm going, that's a call for love, that's a call for love, that's a call for help, that's a call for help, you a big old call for help, you a little call for help, you're a galactic call for help. My God, you a call for God. You know, he said, the more I do that more consistently, here is the cool part. The more you do that consistently, he said, you will gain an increasing awareness that God's criteria are equally applicable to you. So the more I see what you're doing as a call for help, and the more I see what you're doing as a call for love, and the more I see what you're doing as a call for God, then the more my mind is going to go, Earl, when you do something crazy and you do something mean and you do something unloving, that's also going to be seen as a call for love, a call for help, a call for healing, and then it'll come to you because you're seeing it as a call for help, a call for love, a call for healing. So the more I apply it to you, the more I realize it applies to me. The more I apply it to you, the more I realize it applies to me. The more I apply it to you, the more I realize it applies to me, and the more I realize it applies to me, the more it will apply to me, and I will start to feel innocent and like I'm going to be helped when I act crazy, instead of believing I'm going to be punished. When you're in pain, when you're hurting, instead of somebody punishing you, they're going to help you.
Wow. That'd be cool.
It's hard for people who hate themselves to accept a solution that doesn't require their punishment.
Say again?
It's hard for a person who doesn't love themselves to accept a solution that doesn't involve their own punishment or some kind of sacrifice they have to make. So they're listening for the sacrifice. And when they don't hear no way that they have to give up anything, then they discount the answer. So this is a really important curriculum, because this is a curriculum that separates you from that period of your life that you love yourself and the period of your life that you don't love yourself. Because if you love yourself, you're not going to want punishment in order to be corrected. You just going to want to be corrected.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
All right. So the Course says, for the recognized fear isn't enough to escape from fear. Recognizing fear isn't enough to escape from it. Recognizing fear is not enough to escape from it, although the recognition is necessary to demonstrate the need for escape.
Okay, and that's heavy.
Yeah, that's heavy. You know, recognizing fears are not enough to escape from it, but I need to recognize the fear so that I know that I need to escape from it.
Yeah.
So I'm recognizing the fear doesn't mean that, like he says, recognizing the fear doesn't mean that you have actually gotten rid of the fear. Recognizing the fear is just letting you know what you need to let go of. Mm-hmm. So when I said recognize fear, we're talking about you need to take a look at what you need to let go of. Now, the Holy Spirit, which is your right mind, must still translate your fear into truth. If you were left with the fear, once you had recognized the fear, you would have taken a step away from reality, not towards it. If you have me recognize my fear or problem, but at the same time you leave me with it, then you've taken me further away from my peace.
It
now, yeah, it's like at least I was in denial and having some fun on Sunday evening. Now you took me out of denial about how crazy I am, and you just leave me with this information without doing anything to get me out of it. He says, this stuff is so deep it just trips me out. It says, yet we have repeatedly emphasized the need to recognize fear and face fear without disguise as a crucial step in undoing your ego. Your ego is the part of you that's afraid.
Yeah.
So a crucial step in undoing your fear is to recognize your fears and face your fears without disguising your fears. If you want to undo your fear, you recognize your fear and you face your fear without disguising it. This is going to get easier. Okay, so it's going to get hard.
This is a hard paragraph.
Consider how well the Holy Spirit's interpretations of the motives of others will serve you then. What is the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the motives of others?
Love
or call for love, right? Mm-hmm. He said, having taught you to accept only loving thoughts in others and to regard everything else as an appeal for help, Holy Spirit has taught you that fear itself is an appeal for help. This is what recognizing fear and facing it without disguise really means.
Yeah.
So recognizing fear and facing it without disguise doesn't mean going back to when that horse kicked you when you were 6 years old and then remembering it and looking at it. Recognizing fear means recognizing fear. That fear is an appeal for help. And that fear is a call for love. So if you start to call fear a call for love, you now have faced your fear and recognized your fear without disguise. See, that's too easy. I bet you went right past us, didn't it? I bet you went zoom. It went zoom. Recognizing Earl Purdy would be recognizing that... he's not Earl Purdy, I am. So to recognize me would be just simply to recognize that I'm Earl Purdy, that I'm not Michael, I'm Earl. So when you recognize that I'm Earl and not Michael, then you've recognized me for what I really am, right? That's all the Course says. As long as you call fear anything other than an appeal for help and a call for love, you haven't recognized fear. Fear is really just an intense cry for help. That emotion you call fear is really the emotion of